It's Morning Edition from NPR and WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Yesterday, we heard from Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows about what township government does in places like Champaign and Urbana and how it's been replaced in two similar-sized Illinois cities, Belleville and Evanston. But how did township government come to the state of Illinois, and what is its future here? Mike Sublette is a professor emeritus of geography at Illinois State University who's written a book on township government in the state. I spoke with Sublette about how township government got started here in Illinois.
Well, Illinois originally was settled from by Europeans from the south, and after the Erie Canal opened in the 1820s, and for other reasons, it became easier for folks from New England, New York, Ohio to reach the state, and they were the ones who brought in the idea of township government. In 1848, after 30 years with the initial Constitution, 1818, these newcomers were especially interested in revising a lot of aspects of Illinois government, and the township idea was part of the 1848 constitutional revisions. And then 1849, the General Assembly, after the Constitution was passed, the General Assembly got busy and put together some legislation that made it possible for counties to drop the old commission form of county government, which was three commissioners elected at large, and decide to go with the township form of government.
Why do you think township government has thrived in Illinois, and what do you see as its appeal?
Well, brands itself as the government closest to the people, and it had a lot of success in the states that I mentioned earlier, particularly New England, of course, with its famous town meeting. I think knowing your supervisor, knowing your road commissioner, knowing your county, your township clerk, and maybe some of your other township officials, I think this minor civil division just attracted people, who many of whom were farmers or lived in small towns, and they just like knowing their officials.
What do you see as the future of township government in Illinois, especially with a governor who is called for doing away with what he sees as an unnecessary number of local governments in the state?
Yes, governors have said that in the past many, many times, and there have been numerous commissions, particularly in the 20th century, to study consolidation and overlap of government resources. The township officials of Illinois are extremely effective. I want to say powerful. Maybe they are powerful, but they're very effective in lobbying the General Assembly to keep them in operation. So I would say the city townships are vulnerable. You mentioned Evanston. You mentioned Belleville. But I think these city townships are going to be very vulnerable, especially since legislation passed in, I think, 2014, somewhere around there, to make clear how the transition was going to occur. The General Assembly has been passing legislation. They passed legislation for Evanston to explain how the transition would occur. They've done it in whole counties like McHenry and Lake and DuPage. So difficult for city townships to make their case. Now, for suburban and rural townships, they're going to be a much harder nut to crack, because people like identifying with their township. I use the word persistence in the title of this book I wrote on township government in Illinois, and They are going to be very persistent.
That's Mike Sublette, a professor emeritus of geography at Illinois State University. His book is titled Township, Diffusion, and Persistence of Grassroots Government in Illinois, 1850 to 2000.